There is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Israel, where a delegation of 15 South African MPs visited Samaria, hosted by Governor Yossi Dagan, who highlighted the vital role Judea and Samaria plays in Israel's existence and Jewish history. Dagan emphasized that applying sovereignty in the region is crucial for stability and security, especially after the October 7th tragedy. MP Ashley Sauls expressed support for Israeli sovereignty, citing it as key for coexistence and regional peace. Other MPs, including Stephen Nicholas Swart and Catherine Alexandra Christie, echoed these sentiments, wishing for peace and security whilst advocating for a narrative which recognizes Israeli rights. This visit contrasts sharply with South Africa's typical stance against Israel. Amsterdam's mayor, Femke Halsema, will deliver an historic apology on April the 24th for the city's role in the Holocaust and its inadequate support for Jewish survivors returning home. During the Yom HaShoah commemoration, she will officially acknowledge the city's complicity in the persecution of Jews and its neglect of those who returned to a devastated community after the war. Ronnie Naftaniel from the Dutch Jewish community praised the move, suggesting it should also address the post-war treatment of returnees. Additionally, Halsema plans to announce a £21.4 million fund to support Jewish life amid rising anti-Semitism in the city. At an international forum at Ada University in Baku, Azerbaijan, held recently, President Ilham Aliyev of Azerbaijan expressed concern about rising tensions between Israel and Turkey. He emphasized Azerbaijan's long-standing friendship with both countries and its efforts to foster reconciliation. Aliyev highlighted Azerbaijan's role in mitigating past conflicts and conveyed that diplomatic talks are ongoing to avert military confrontations in Syria. The country's unique relationships with both nations position it as a vital mediator. In Canada, at a recent campaign event, Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre promised to deport temporary visa holders who commit anti-Semitic crimes if elected on April the 28th. He pledged to enforce stricter laws against vandalism, hate marches, and violence based on ethnicity or religion. Poilievre criticized pro-Palestinian demonstrations for contributing to anti-Semitism and condemned attacks on synagogues and Jewish schools. This comes after recent firebombings of a Montreal synagogue, raising concerns from Israeli officials. According to a recent study by the United States, Israel Business Alliance, USIBA, Israeli-founded companies are increasingly targeting Florida as a key expansion hub in the United States. USIBA President Aaron Kaplowitz noted that Florida is seen as a welcoming environment for Jewish and Israeli entrepreneurs, despite New York and California remaining popular options. Florida hosts 429 Israeli-founded companies, employing over 8,190 people, including firms like Adam Newman's Flow and Moment Surgical. Miami, with its growing tech sector and access to South American markets, offers additional advantages alongside its appealing climate. And finally, the Israel Kennel Club will hold its largest international dog show at the Municipal Market Plaza in Arad on April the 26th, aiming to support and uplift southern Israeli residents during these challenging times. Sponsored by Royal Canin, the event will showcase around 800 dogs from 130 breeds, competing in 10 categories, including puppies and seniors. Judging will focus on aspects like appearance, temperament, and coat, with finalists vying for the show star title. Chairperson Doron Racklin emphasized the importance of celebrating dog breeding and community support, while Royal Canin promotes responsible breeding and tailored nutrition for dogs' diverse needs. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.